Frank and I today are going to talk about practical strategies in representing fiduciaries, but we're going to focus on situations where there's fraudulent activity conducted by the decedent during his or her lifetime. And we're going to focus on how that fraudulent activity during the decedent's life can affect the administration of an estate and tax issues related to the administration of an estate. And typically, we see these issues come up in the context of unreported income and unfiled tax returns by the decedent, undisclosed foreign financial assets, unreported gifts and unfiled gift tax returns, and dealing with foreign estates and foreign gifts. And that's going to kind of be the focus of our agenda today. First, we're going to offer you some practical tips on how to protect fiduciaries and give you the general rules on fiduciary liability under Title 31 of the United States Code. Next, we're going to talk about best practices when you are preparing estate tax returns and when you're defending an audit. And we're going to focus specifically on when you have issues of fraud present on behalf of the decedent during his or her lifetime. Next, Frank is going to talk to you about how to deal with and how to resolve unfiled gift tax returns. Next, we'll talk to you about your different options in terms of correcting or resolving domestic income tax issues that might affect the estate and expose the fiduciary to liability. Next, we'll talk about foreign income tax and reporting issues that may affect an estate. And last but not least, we'll talk to you about reporting requirements for foreign estates and trusts. It's interesting to note, I think, that unlike other returns, which are generally going to be subject to an audit process or the IRS's algorithmic approaches towards auditing returns, every single estate tax and gift tax return that's filed with the Internal Revenue Service is going to get reviewed and classified for audit potential. All right, and what that tells us right off the bat is that we know that someone, a human body at the IRS, is going to be looking at our client's estate and gift tax returns.